lahat. Welcome to Season 3 of Huntahanites! Yes! Natakot ba kayo dun sa intro? Pasensya naman, pero kasi I want it to be themed. And for Season 3, I'm gonna bring you...
To 7 rules of hell. You're now entering lust.
Pero balik muna tayo sa katawang lupa natin kasi... Meron akong announcement. This episode is actually a giveaway episode again, yes. And this is sponsored by Love It. Yes, Love It. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Meron po tayong giveaway and it's going to happen on Twitter. Please go to our Twitter account at Huntahanites, HUNTAHANIGHTS at Huntahanites. Or you can just go to Love It. It's LAUVETTEPH. Yes. Oo. At ang ating mechanics ay very simple lang. You just follow both of our accounts, retweet it with your favorite empowering line. Tsaka, tag us so that we can monitor your entries. Yun lang. Ganun kasimple. So, ready na ba kayo for a special guest? Buckle up!
Because we're gonna have one hell of a ride.
Welcome to Huntahanites, Maru.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for guesting, ha? So, magpakilala ka naman muna sa ating mga kahuntahan.
Okay, so I'm Maru. I used to do sex work. Maru is many things. People would know me as someone who is always medyo aggressive when it comes to life. Na parang I always take life by the ass. Ayoko ng mga bagay-bagay na parang 50-50. Ganon. So, I always take things straight to the point and medyo chill lang naman din ako when it comes to making decisions din. Ganon.
Kamusta ang life? Kasi di ba pandemic ngayon, ganyan, stressful?
Well, to be honest, ang pinakamalaking impact siguro sa akin ngayong pandemic is how I live. Because usually, I live with my grandmother and my siblings. And since yung main work ko is sa office, I wouldn't want to risk na baka may madala ko sa bahay. That's why I'm living alone.
Mentally, okay ka naman? Like, hindi ka nasa stress?
Yung stress point is siguro yung mga first few months talaga ng pandemic. Kasi like, nung first few months, like, siguro mga March or April, nag-start yung lockdown. Talagang may times na umiiyak ako out of the blue, na tinatawagan ko yung mga friends ko, umiiyak ako. Then sila parang, oh, okay ka lang, ba't ko umiiyak? I'm like, wala, namimiss ko lang yung buhay ko sa labas kasi extrovert ako. Namimiss ko lang lumabas, gano'n.
Oo, no. Ang hirap ng ganyan.
Mm-hmm. So, yun. Apart from that, medyo na, ano ko naman, nakasanayan ko na siya. So, okay na ako ngayon.
Let's go to our game portion. I'll call this Love It or Leave It. You know why? Because we are sponsored by Love It. Yes. It's a sex toy company. Alam mo, itong company na to, they promote women empowerment, you know, taking charge of things. Itong portion na to, we'll discuss or we'll talk about facts and myths about sex work. Kung totoo ba or hindi. So, sasabihin mo lang kung love it if it's true or leave it if it's a myth.
Okay.
Game ka na ba?
Yes.
First option. Karamihan daw ng sex workers ay babae.
I think I would say love it.
Okay. So, nung nag-work ka ba, madami kang... Ano, paano ba yun? Paano mo nami-meet yung iba din?
Well, to be honest, it started off na I had this friend who did the same thing. So, ni-refer niya ako sa isang client and then apparently, nagustuhan naman ng client ko ano yung ginawa ko that day. And then, from that client on, parang by word of mouth, saka na lang kumalat yung pangalan ko. So, parang bigla na lang may mag-message sa akin na ibang guy na parang, hey, my friend referred you to me, ganyan-ganyan, can I know your rate? So, parang doon na lang siya nag-start.
May mga naging friends ka ba na hanggang ngayon nakakausap mo pa rin or ano, work is work for you?
Yes, meron pa rin naman talaga. For me, work is work siguro. Very less yung interaction ko sa kanila kasi to be honest, naging friends ko lang naman sila for like a night or two daw. Kasi medyo iba yung field ng mga clients nila sa mga clients ko. So siguro yun din yung parang medyo naging barrier namin at that time.
Wait lang, so paano iba yung clients nila? I'm so curious about this kasi I don't know. Ano yun? May categories? Ganon?
Not really category, pero ano, pero may field yung akin. Kasi like yung first client ko, he was a pilot of Air Asia and he's not a Filipino kasi. So, parang doon na lang din umikot yung sa akin. So, most of them nasa aeronautics field din.
Ah, okay. May ganun pala. O, diba? Mga kontahan, meron tayong natutunan. Okay, ito. Next statement. Karamihan daw ng sex workers ay single. Love it or leave it?
I would say love it. Kasi accepting that your partner is a sex worker is really, really hard. So we would choose not to damage anyone's feelings. Na parang hindi naman namin ipipilit kung gusto mo akong jawain and you know at the same time kailangan mo ring tanggapin na sex worker ako. I mean we wouldn't put that in your face, pero at least take that into consideration if in case may jawain man sila or yung viewers natin na sex worker, because it's really a lot to take in and it's not something or hindi siya kasing dali ng normal na relationship na manliligaw ka. I-evaluate ka ng girl kung okay ka and then magiging kayo na. Kasi parang, alam mo yun, isipin mo na lang ha, it's a lot to take in to love an independent woman. What more sa isang independent sex worker?
Oh yeah, it's very hard. Kasi lalo na mafe-feel niya na meron siyang kahati sa'yo, di ba?
Oo, yung ganyan. If hindi ka open, it's really something to think hard on.
Pero did you experience being in a relationship while doing the work that you were doing before?
Yes. Pero yung ano na lang, yung mga parang very, ano na lang, very konting clients na lang before I stopped.
Wow. So paano?
So I had this ex na parang nililigawan niya ako at that time. Or not really nililigaw, but parang dating stage kami noon. And it was so fun. Because there were few clients pa na sinusundo niya ako na parang can we date after. Sabi ko, I'm still with a client. Tapos sabi niya, sige, susunduin kita.
Wow, ang amazing. Pwede pala siyang mag-work talaga, no?
For a while, oo. Pero syempre, nagkaroon pa rin naman ako na instinct na parang, shit, kawawa naman siya. I have to quit this if gusto ko talaga siyang seryosohin. So I did naman.
Ah, okay. So tumigil ka because of your partner?
Yes, because of her, yes.
So kapag pala tinanong ka kung work o pag-ibig ang sagot mo, ganun.
Actually, I would say career.
Okay.
So let's say pinili ko siya over my career. Pero kasi medyo stable na ako noon, I didn't really need to hold on to my sex work at that time. So parang sabi ko, since meron na akong regular job at that time, why not yun na lang? And then I'll commit na sa kanya and then I'll leave sex work.
At least nakiayo naman ang circumstances, no? Amazing! So ito, third statement. Karamihan daw ng sex workers ayaw magka-baby or ayaw mabuntis. Love it or leave it?
I would say love it. Kasi in our job, syempre mahirap mabuntis. Siguro in my job, in my previous job's perspective, yes, hindi talaga conducive na mabuntis. Kasi client mo yun eh. They're just gonna pay you for like, what, 3 hours and then that's done. At some point, you may or may not be able to see them again. There was actually one client who wanted me as a girlfriend or as a wife or something like that. Pero hindi talaga ako umuo. Kasi not just because client ko ha. It was also because hindi ko din type yung tao. But yun nga, and also, ayoko pa talagang magkaanak at this day of age, at this type of situation, sa mundong ganito ngayon, I really wouldn't want to have a child.
Yeah, I get you. Even ako, parang wala pa siya talaga sa isip ko even though I'm already 29. Ilang taon ka na ba nga pala?
I'm 22.
Wow! Oh my gosh, you're 22! My gosh, batang-bata. Yes. So, wait lang. So, when did you start your job?
I started doing it when I was 18. Still in college at that time.
At least 18 ka na. Alam mo, you're very matured for your age. you already know kasi how to say no to your clients, and it's very hard, especially with the kind of job you used to have, no?
Totoo. Kasi, actually, to be honest, mas gusto ko yung mga foreign clients ko kasi sa mga Pilipino, because they understand the concept of sex work better than how Filipinos does. Kasi since hindi nga siya masyadong common dito, all they know is that bayaran ka, madumi ka, or something like that. Doon nabubuo yung mga misconceptions nila about sex worker na parang, excuse me, you're buying your pleasure from me. Diba? Parang, okay, babayaran mo yung 3 hours, pero hindi mo babayaran yung like decision ko for the next 3 hours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not to be racist, siyempre Filipino ako, pero meron palagi, may difference palagi.
Ano sa palagay mo yung ano, yung na-experience mo with the Pinoy na tipong extreme siya?
To begin with, siguro I'm lucky enough not to have those clients na bigla akong aawayin na malalaman na may asawa, yung mga ganon, yung mga inaaway ng mga may asawa. So, and I thank God that for that stretch of 3 years, wala akong na-experience na ganon. Yung mga malam etiquette for mistresses, yung mga ganon, just ko, ayoko nun.
My gosh, teleserye yan.
Siguro pinaka-extreme na siguro yung medyo nila itait niya ako after nung nangyari. Dahil I was busy, so medyo fully booked ako. So if magbubook siya ng another session, medyo malayo-layo pa. So sabi ko, I really cannot make it for the next 2 weeks. Medyo fully booked ako. And then sabi niya, pokpok ka lang naman, bakit hindi mo ako mapagbigyan? I'm like, whoa, chill.
Grabe no, there are people like that na kapag nagbayad sila, akala nila kung sino na sila, no? Like, they're not paying your dignity, you know? They're just paying for an hour or two, but they're not paying your whole life.
Parang medyo gusto ko pa nga siyang laitin na parang, sino bang malungkot dito na walang kasit? Na nagbabayad for sex? Excuse me?
Baka may matamaan dito, no? Na mga nakikinig. Pasensya na po. Pero, real talk lang, no?
I mean, di ba? I mean, I would respect you and thank you for booking me. Pero, alam mo yun, kung lalaitin mo ko just because I do this job, baka naman pwede rin kitang laitin for what you are doing, di ba?
Totoo yan. Bakit ganun yung mindset ng iba, no? Okay, ito. Fourth statement, karamihan daw ng sex workers, pinilit lang ng mga human traffickers. Love it or leave it?
I would say leave it. Kasi sex work and human trafficking are very different. As sex workers, we ventured into this with our whole heart. And hindi naging madali sa lahat ng sex workers, of course, is the decision making. If we really wanted to do this. Like me, I really never had a manager or anything like that. Kasi hindi naman ako yung mga parang, yung mga aquarium sa mga ano. Siguro yun, I would say, yun talaga, yung talagang human trafficking, there were minors na hindi ko sila personally naka-interact. But some of my clients would tell me na, kasi since mga ano nga sila pilots, they would go around different bars. Be it the expensive ones or the cheap ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, syempre, may mga kakilala silang Pinoy, nadadalin sila sa mga ganun, and they would tell me na parang may experience nila yung aquarium with like minors, na parang maganda, fresh, ganyan-ganyan. Pero, alam mo yun, minor na parang kita mo sa mukha nila na...
My God! I know these places exist, ha? Pero... just hearing it from you, it makes my heart so heavy. Pero wait lang, mayroon kasi akong question about dun sa aquarium. Like, hindi ko siya gets. Ano ba yung aquarium? Sorry na.
Ayun. Yung aquarium is basically like a room with a big glass na dun nila i-display yung girls. And then that's where the clients would pick. Like, I would pick that girl. Yung mga ganun. Para siyang... kung alam mo yung glass case ng ulam sa mga turo-turong karinderya, para siyang ganun.
What? My God! Nag-exist tong mga to, ha?
Meron. It really does exist.
Tapos itong mga to, did you experience it or no naman?
No, definitely not. I mean, I wouldn't venture into that. And feeling ko, mas prone kasi sa illegal yung mga ganun kesa dun sa ginagawa kong parang, and, you know, just message me if you need me. And then, I just work independently kasi.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's go to our fifth statement. Karamihan daw ng sex workers, hindi gumagamit ng condom or other forms of protection. Love it or leave it.
A big leave it. Kasi I have a rule. Nakalagay siya sa template ko pag nagsisend ako sa clients ko.
Oh, may template!
No glove, no love. Oo. Saan pang ako pa nag-i-initiate na magdala ng condom kasi minsan yung condom ng preference nila, hindi ko talaga bit.
Totoo. Tsaka ano, ito sa mga nakikinig sa atin ha, kailangan natin gumamit ng protection kasi iwas sa sakit, di ba? Kasi meron tayong mga tinatawag na HIV, AIDS, ganyan, sexually transmitted disease na ano, na nako-contract natin by, you know, sexual intercourse, mga ganyan. So, need natin yan. Okay. Sixth statement. Sex work is not work.
It's a big leave it. Sex work is work. Now, I'm not sure how people depict work. Siguro what work for them is yung malinis, yung nag-file ka ng tax mo sa BIR, yung mga ganyang bagay. Pero sex work is still work. You do your service, right. You invest something, and you get something in return. It's kind of like, you know, usual corporate business. Meron kang investment and meron return of investment.
Alam mo, telltale sign na work ang isang work ay kung nasa stress ka sa work mo. Nasa stress ka ba sa work mo?
Totoo. Mas stress pa nga ako sa regular work ko kasi dito eh. Kasi like talagang maayos talaga lahat. As in, pag ganito ang usapan, ito lang yung ginagawa ng client ko. And which is good, madali silang kausap.
Oo. Seventh statement, wala daw puso ang mga sex workers.
Grabe naman! I'd say leave it.
Leave it! O, diba? May puso si Maru. Pwedeng marupok, pwedeng marubdob, pero may puso.
Puso ako, syempre. Oo. Hindi ako makapag-sex work kung wala.
Oo, kasi ito yun, diba? Ang iniisip siguro ng iba kapag sex work. Ah, ito pala ng question ko sa'yo. Kapag ba sex work, may halong love? Or sex is sex, walang love?
For me kasi, ano eh, sex work eh. Babayaran ako to do sex. And ito pa nga, feeling ko, this is what set me apart from others. Kung bakit siguro nila naiisip na walang puso ang sex work. Kasi, after we have sex siguro, after that, sige, lalabasan sila and then they would feel tired. They would just, you know, lie down there and pupunta siguro ako ng CR to wash. And then after nun siguro, hindi ako sanay na may cuddles or may aftercare. I just straight up smoke sa balcony or whatever. And then nagbibihis na ako kung tapos na yung 3 hours. And then siguro yun yung sinasabi nilang puso doon na parang wala kang malambang pa-cuddle. I mean, kung gusto ka cuddle, just tell me, you know. Pero in my normal, parang muscle memory ko talaga na parang after sex, parang straight up wash, smoke, peace ka na, malis ka na.
Yeah. Oo. Pero dun sa ginagawa mo, kasi ang hirap gawin ng isang bagay na hindi ka passionate about it. Alam mo yun, kumari, katulad dito sa podcasting.
Uh-oh.
This podcasting will be really hard on my part if I'm not enjoying it. So, ikaw ba, dyan sa line of work mo, do you enjoy it somehow?
I enjoy it and I think I show my passion in it when it comes to my presentation sa mga client ko.
Yes.
Like, syempre, papawax ako, ganyan. Papaayos ako ng hair para maayos ako tignan. Mm-hmm. Siguro dun ko binubuhos yung passion ko.
So, yun na ang ating, ano, ang ating love it or leave it segment. So, punta naman tayo sa mga questions na pang ano talaga, pang sex work. Tsaka, ito kasing episode na to is mostly for women empowerment. And I know there will be a debate kung ano ba to? Like, is it really women empowerment?
Or you're just abusing your body? May mga ganun kasi.
Kasi, di ba, kapag sex work, ang tingin sa'yo ng ibang tao, mababa. Ang tawag nga, di ba, sa atin, mga babaeng, mababa ang lipad.
Do you think it's fair that other people are saying that?
Definitely not. Kasi, if people would think about it in a historical way, sex work has been there for ages. Ang babae kasi, iba eh. Iba mag-isip. Iba ang abilidad. Iba ang kayang gawin. Alam mo yun, parang, okay, sige, let's chase sex work from back in the ages. Back in the, let's say, yung mga China dynasty, mga ganyan.
Yeah.
Meron concubinage eh. Meron mga binabayaran para maging kabit ng sultan, ng hari, ng emperor.
Yes.
So, that's our equivalent nowadays. They could be sleeping with their wives, their girlfriends, pero they would still pay for pleasure because it's been a normal routine. And because, yeah. I'm not sure if auto, but women has more control over their carnal cravings and men would be okay with paying just for them to get satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And also, yung power, it's within you eh. Parang, okay, I can choose who my clients are. Yung ganon, hindi ka naman porke binayaran, go ka na, diba? You can still choose, right?
And it's also about knowing your limitations. Na, yes, you lack something, probably financial, probably support from your family, pero you had the guts to do what you had to do. And that is power on its own. And I just want to say this, I have high regards for you. I respect you and the kind of work that you did.
Uh-huh. Hindi biro eh, 'di ba? Kasi ang puhunan mo, katawan mo, puhunan mo puso mo rin eh. Kasi alam mo bakit? Kasi kapag 'di ba nakikipag ano, sexual intercourse, you're passionate with what you're doing. Hindi ko alam kung paano mo nahihiwalay yung emotional aspect of it. kasi mahirap. Paano? Like, what? Kasi iniisip mo din, di ba? Kasi kapag ginagawa mo, iniisip mo yung pakiramdam ng isang tao. Iniisip mo kung anong gusto ng tao. Yung parang extra sensitive ka, ganyan. Uh-oh. Extra thoughtful ka. Yung ganon. It's not about you eh. It's not, you're doing this job not for your pleasure. Although, yes, yeah, sometimes you get pleasure from it, but your concern is the pleasure of other person.
So, Maru, I just want to take this opportunity to ask you questions that I really want to ask. Kasi this is my dream eh, to be able to share stories of people like you, of people who are not usually celebrated by the society because, you know, our society wants achievements and titles and degrees, you know. So, ito yung mga questions ko. So, first question, how did you end up with your work?
Okay, how I ended up with doing sex work. So back when I was in college, something happened to my family that we really needed a different kind of money. And then at that time, syempre medyo, I can't say that I was depressed because I was not diagnosed by a professional. Pero parang hindi talaga okay yung emotional state ko to continue on my studying. And then I met up with a few friends. And then I told them what I needed. And then sabi nila, eto, try mo to. Because they think I can. And syempre, desperate times calls for desperate measures, diba?
Yeah.
So yun, that's when I decided to do it.
Follow-up question ka lang. When you first did it, how did it feel?
Of course, kinabahan ako. Hindi ko alam kung anong tamang mindset should I put myself in so I can be prepared for that first scene. Inisip ko na lang siguro na para siyang casual hookup na may bayad. Parang ganun na lang.
In fairness, ha, nakakatulong din yung mindset mo talaga when you're doing stuff, no?
If kakabahan ako, baka hindi ko mabigay yung performance na deserve ng clients ko, di ba?
Okay, so next question ko is, what's something you like about sex work? I know it's hard at first, di ba? Pero you stayed because you need it. Tama ba? Pero aside from the financial aspect of it, what's something you like about it?
I know this question may be off-putting sa ibang tao, but I'm just curious kasi when people hit rock bottom, they tend to appreciate yung mga bagay or pagkakataon na kahit alam mong hindi legal, hindi akma, hindi tama, or yung mga bagay na alam mong bawal, pero those are the things that kept your head above water eh. So, meron ka bang mga ganun? Like, meron ka bang mga pleasures or simple glimpse of hope dun sa job na nakita mo or, you know, na-appreciate mo?
So, siguro syempre tapon yung pera. Uh-oh. Pero siguro yung variety kasi ng tao na nakakamingle ko. Kasi it's not just them in bed. Well, actually, it's something else other than them. Because you get to know a person more when you're in bed. And they tend mm-hmm. to share more pag nasa kama sila. I don't know, for some reason. Siguro medyo cherry on top na lang yun sa service ko that I listen to them. Or if they do need advice, you know, basta within that three-hour session, if they would want to talk to me other than sex, kapahinga kami, ganyan, and if they need advices for me, I would still do it.
Right.
Yun nga. Siguro yun yung maganda dun sa ginagawa ko is I get to help people other than, you know, satisfy their carnal needs. If they need a friend to talk to, I would be there. And there's actually a special place in my menu for, you know, for talking. Just for talking. Kailangan lang nila makainuman. I'd have that kind of option in my menu.
Pero ito, mayroong kasing, ano eh, when they get naked in front of you, they're also showing their weakness. They're also showing the reasons why they're there. Merong mga tao kasi na, yes, they're there or they avail your services because they want pleasure. Pero meron kasing iba din na, okay, sobrang I feel low right now. I feel down. I just need something to lift me up. I just need someone to talk to. I just want to feel another human's warmth. Yung mga ganun. May mga naging ano ka ba? May mga naging experience ka ba na ganun?
Yes, funny how I deal with them. I get them empowered in bed. I make them feel na parang
wanted.
They're a fucking sex god. Yung mga ganun.
Yes, you make them feel wanted. Uh-oh. And it's a skill.
Grabe. It really takes a lot of me para medyo mapulido ko yung skill na yon and for them to really feel that way.
And kanina, diba, tinanong kita what you like about the job. And ngayon naman, what do you not like about it?
I'm not sure with how other sex workers would deal about, you know, the degrading part of being a sex worker. Yung babasasin ka na parang feeling nila kilala ka nila on the way they judge you, especially if they know that you're a sex worker. Siguro yun yung pinakamasakit kasi doon. I would just think about it na ganun nga, parang, okay, sige, laitin mo ako for being a sex worker, pero sino ba bumubuhay sa amin? Di ba yung kalibugan nyo din?
It's true,
na lang siguro
yes.
When it comes to their, yan, mga ganun nila.
Ito, kasi dun sa previous episode ko, I talked to this director. He's Mr. Rod Marmol. And his movie is actually Cuddle Weather. Tapos yung yung main cast nun is ano sila? Sex workers sila. Sue Ramirez, tsaka si RK Benson.
Right. Napanood ko siya.
Yes. So, na-interview ko yung director. And sabi niya, naka-interview sila ng maraming sex workers when they did the movie. And marami talagang struggles. So, meron siyang sinabing part na yung original family nila, walang alam kung sino sila. Pero meron silang mga maminit na mga tao outside of their family na magiging pamilya nilang totoo. And I feel like you found it sa alter community. Tama ba ako?
Totoo yan. I actually have people beside me and that I constantly still talk to. And I feel like I found the family in them. Especially at that time na parang mas intensive yung pagsa-sex work ko that I left home for a couple of months and I lived with other friends that I've had at that time. So, yun, dun ko naramdaman yung family outside of home. Parang sila yung naging second home ko, and that's really true, yung mga ganyan. And totoo yun, my family doesn't know about this side of me, of course. Ang alam lang nila, may regular job ako sa isang company, and that's it.
Eto, another question. Meron bang isang moment na nag-work ka na you stood up for yourself? Na tipong kahit binayaran ka, you know you're in the right?
Stood up while nag-work? Siguro stood up in a way na parang hindi naman sa may naka-away ako, ganun. Yun nga siguro yung time na parang dinegrade niya ako for being too busy for him. Parang, sorry nga eh, hindi nga kata maising ito schedule ko, diba? And then, yun yung parang medyo nakarelate ako dun sa scene where Sue Ramirez was degraded by yung barangay captain ng poblasyon.
Diba?
Sabi ko, shit, parang alala ko yung time na yan, na parang yung linya talaga na pokpok ka lang naman. Parang, shit, may naungkat na sugat. Parang gano'n.
Oo, masakit siya. Kasi parang dinidegrade ka and parang ginajudge ka based on one aspect of your life. Na tipong, you don't know me outside of this work. Parang gano'n, di ba?
Oo, totoo. That's why parang mas gusto ko yung approach ko na, how do you call it? Na strong independent woman. Kasi alam nila na if I give off that vibe, it's effective na parang less yung chances that they would look down on. Ganun.
For someone who sells pleasure as a commodity, do you receive the same pleasure back or not most of the time?
To be honest, it's been a debate na parang there are guys na parang feeling nila, galing-galing nila, eh, hindi naman kami napakom. I mean, it's okay for me, personally, for my, for what I do. It's my job eh.
So, dito sa line of work mo, di ba, parang bigay ka ng bigay. Like, binibigay mo katawan mo, binibigay mo oras mo, binibigay mo puso mo, di ba? And it's self-consuming. This kind of work consumes you. So, paano mo inaalagaan ang sarili mo?
Kasi it's very hard. Diba? Kung if you're not strong, kasi I can feel na you're a very strong person. Yung vibe mo, very independent nga, ganyan. Kasi yung linya ng work mo, it's not for the weak of hearts talaga. And I salute you for that. So how do you take care of yourself?
Taking care of myself siguro is isang magandang gawin din is to talagang weigh things out. You have to choose whatever where you would put your stress on. Siguro for me, if yung mga ganyan na parang binidegrade ako ng mga client ko, feeling ko pinapalampas ko lang talaga yan. Just because, alam mo yun, hindi ko naman na sila makikita bukas. It's not like I get to see them every day. Kaya rin hindi siya ganun ka-heavy sa akin. In terms of emotional, I prepare myself every day as if, ayaw ko ha, may mantra kasi ako every day na mag-start ako sa mga client ko na it's as if my landlord is squeezing me out of my rent. Parang gano'n.
Oh, okay. Na parang, yeah.
Alam mo yun, kailangan ko ng pera. I really need to work hard for this. And gano'n ko siguro minomotivate yung sarili ko every day.
Ito ha, even after all the struggles you encountered, masasabi mo ba na you loved the job?
Of course, I did.
Yeah. What made you say that you love it?
Siguro yung patience ko. Kasi hindi ako yung tipo ng taong who would do something that I don't like for the longest time. Siguro kung hindi ko nagustuhan yung job na yun, I wouldn't be staying.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be putting effort sa pagiging maayos in front of my clients kung hindi ko gusto yung ginagawa ko.
Mm-hmm.
Yun nga. Like I said, I put my passion in being presentable because that's what they like eh. That's what they pay you for looking presentable, for smelling nice, for tasting good. Alam mo yun?
Pero may tanong ako, what if this job becomes legal in the Philippines? Would you do it again or would it be a career option for you?
I would say yes. Bakit hindi? Kasi if illegalize siya in a way na how I did it before, I would say yes. Kasi hawak ko yung oras ko. Like right now, wala akong ginagawa pag rest days ko. I would do it, you know?
Oo. Siguro, alam mo, yung iba siguro mabibigla dun sa sinabi mo na mag-yes ka or magagawin mo ulit yung trabaho if ever legal siya. So, ano sa palagay mo yung main reasons mo bakit mo siya gagawin ulit if ever legal siya?
Well, of course, like I've said and what I've been fighting for sa maraming kalalakihan, sex work is work. And if this kind of work would give me the money that I cannot get sa trabaho ko ngayon, why not? Especially in these times, money is everything. Gagawa at gagawa ang tao ng paraan para kumita ng pera. Sabihin na natin hindi mo madadala sa hukayan, but it gives you that satisfaction na kaya mong gawin lahat ng gusto mong gawin habang buhay ka.
So, yeah. At isipin din natin, no? Kasi hindi naman kayo mag-e-exist kung walang customers.
Totoo. Diba?
So, and itong mga clients nyo, iba-iba sila ng reason eh. Pwedeng merong, ano, merong sexual problems, pwedeng hindi na nag-work. Mm-hmm. I mean, meron akong mga kilala kasi na they had mistresses for that. Mm-hmm. Yung for the sexual satisfaction. Yung tipong very perfect ng marriage. Very perfect ng relationship. Mm-hmm. Perfect family kung titingnan mo from the outside. Pero doon nagtatalo sa, ano, sa sexual chemistry.
Yes, there would actually be men who are like that. Na parang, sige, sabihin na natin hindi sila nasasatisfy ng wives nila. But they have a family. Masaya sila sa bahay na ginawa ng may bahay nila. But then, you know, if kaya nilang kunin yung sexual satisfaction nila sa ibang bagay without breaking the family, bakit hindi? And I would totally support that. Kung ako man magkakaroon ng asawa in the future and dumating sa point na ganun, na parang, okay, if it's really sex that you want na hindi ko kayang ibigay sa iyo ng maayos, then by all means, that's fine.
And it takes a level of ano eh, self-awareness. Alam mo yung mga, kasi may mga babae na they're very, parang in denial din sa mga
maramdamin.
Oo, yung tipong, ay, kasi, bakit? Paano mo nagawa sa akin to? Di ba mahal mo ko? Parang ganyan. Oo. So, okay, ito na lang. Anong message mo dun sa mga tao na nag-look down sa work mo?
I really can't expect them to respect our job the way they respect other jobs. Kasi iba rin talaga yung respect ng iba't ibang trabaho. Like, you can't give the same respect ng sex work, you know, sa isang pagiging isang engineer or doctor. Because it really takes a lot then, as much as it really takes a lot from us. Pero we want them to see this kind of work as a regular job. I mean, wag mo kaming matahin just because we do this. I can't demand respect because it's not something that you demand. Mm-hmm. Pero at least see the job as it is. And don't degrade a sex worker. Because you don't know how hard it is for us to get up that, you know, iisipin namin na we go to bed with different people that we really don't share any intimate connections with. And isipin mo na lang kung ikaw gagawa nun. Kung ikaw nga hindi mo maisip na gagawin mo yun, paano pa kami?
And eto lang din siguro, Maru, no? Like, we're all human beings and it doesn't matter what your job is. Respetuhan lang yung ganon. Why is it so hard for other people to respect a person na, alam mo yun, kahit magkaiba sila ng level sa buhay, kahit magkaiba sila ng trabaho, or mas angat to sa kinatatayuan niya, mas, alam mo yun, may sinasabi sa lipunan, na bakit kailangan nating mangmata ng tao? And it's so ironic because most of the people who judge you, they claim to be maka-Diyos. Tapos sila yung mapanghusga. Diba? Like, let God be God. Dapat si God na manghusga sa'yo, diba? Ganun lang yun.
Diyan ba sa line of work mo, do you feel empowered?
Of course. Hindi lang dahil nasasatisfy or parang they praise us na nasasatisfy namin sila, you know, within that short period of time. But it's also because yung pinagpapaguran namin na parang magpapawaks ako every 2 weeks, yung mga ganyan. And the emotional impact, it's all being paid off.
Tsaka, alam mo yung feeling na may control ka sa ginagawa mo? Yung ganun. And you know how to work it out. And it takes a level of, ano nga, yun nga, yung self-awareness, yung empowerment na ma-feel mo. Kasi, kung hindi ka empowered dyan sa trabaho mo, hindi ka makaka-survive, girl.
Totoo, diba? Totoo.
Parang papasok ka dyan sa work na yan, uuwi kang ano, luhaan, uuwi kang walang-wala, ganyan. Ubus na ubus.
Mm-mm.
Ika nga. Pero totoo. You did it for 3 years, diba? Okay. So, dun sa 3 years na yun, anong mga natutunan mo?
Sa sarili ko, siguro, syempre, natuwa ako na parang kaya ko pala yung mga iniisip ko noon na parang hindi ko inakalang gagawin ko. And I praise myself for that. The way you drive yourself every day. Kasi parang it's the same thing every day. It's just with different people.
Mm-hmm.
And natutunan ko siguro sa trabahong yun is to don't mind what you can control. And mm-hmm. if darating sa point na lalaitin ka nila or if they're gonna hit you down to the ground, I would say na go up strong. Tandaan mm-hmm. mo kung bakit ka nandun. And always give them that smile na parang, excuse me, I'm here for something you paid for.
Yeah.
Ako, ikaw ang nagbabayad sa akin and it's not the other way around.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for that. last na. Message mo naman sa mga mm-hmm. tao, sa mga lalo na sa mga women, ha? Like you, who mm-hmm. need to feel empowered.
Siguro, get to know yourself more. If you know what you're doing good, then you would know how to deal with life. Because iba din kasi yung may feedback kay, you know, when people tell you things, either positive or negative, it helps you get to know yourself more and handle life better if you know where you're good at. If we're doing this kind of job, to my other sex workers out there, let it be known that it's not the last line for us. There is something bigger in this world. You just have to venture more of who you are. And hopefully you can find your home somewhere else other than where you are right now.
Oh, totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, lalo na dun sa mga feeling lost. And alam ko merong iba sa atin, sa mga nakikinig din na parang they're lost. They don't know where they are, they don't know where they wanna go, or kung may hope ba.
Mm-hmm.
Merong hope. And right now, you're in a good place na, di ba?
Pero if you can say something to your 18-year-old self, back to when you were just thinking about starting this line of work, what are you gonna tell her?
I would probably tell the 18-year-old Maru na hindi ka lang hanggang dito. Kayang-kaya mo yung whatever life throws at you, kayang-kaya mo yan. And hindi ka inilagay dyan para mag-stay. It's not something na tatambayan mo. I mean, you could make great money out of it. You may feel like staying, pero you never stop looking for growth.
Aww. Yes. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Maru, for sharing your story on the show. So, bago natin i-end to, meron ka bang gustong i-shout out dyan?
Well, yun, you can follow my Twitter. It's at Celestine. It's Celustine. You can message me there. Sana hindi bumaha ang Telegram ko, but I will send my Telegram to it's Red String Ho, RedStringHoe.
Yes, okay. Oo, tsaka ano, malay mo merong mag-get in touch sa'yo na from your friends, from, you know, from outer na hindi ka na nakausap. Yung mga ganun ba? Kala mo na ba? No? Anyway, okay, thank you, Maru, for guesting. It's such an honor to be,
thank you so much.
To have you here on the show. Okay, have a good day, Maru.
Thank you, too.
Salamat po sa pakikinig sa ating episode for today. For more podcasts like this one, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. At syempre, gusto namin kayong makuntahan off record. To make it happen, follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/huntahanites. Remember, Wednesday night is for Huntahanites.